Oh, I could have enough. See, I just don't tell anybody.
My theory is, right?
If you want chicken, live in the country.
My theory is.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's 5:03 p.m. on Tuesday, October 11th, 2022. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on September 27th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I do not.
I had none.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
That's not wrong.
Motion and seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is the encroachment agreement for 1055 West Green Meadow Run. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, come on up. Okay. Name and address, please.
Microphone.
Oh. Sorry. I wasn't clear about that. My bad.
Rick Dennison, 1055 West Green Meadow Run from the city of Indiana.
Very good. And so we have your plan in front here. Looks like you're going to have wrought iron kind of on the side and then white vinyl on the back,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're going into a, looks like a drainage easement that's back there.
Yeah.
Okay. Any concerns from the department heads on that? No? Okay. And any concerns from the Board of Works? Okay. Okay. Then I'll make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement for 1055 West Green Meadow Run as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? Just so you're aware, we say this to everybody, but if for some reason we have to get back into the easement, we will, if we can let you know in advance, we will. Same will go for you, I'm assuming. If we let you know in advance, we will. But if it's an emergency situation, we will remove your fencing as gently as possible, and it'll be up to you to put it back at your expense. Just so you're aware. Okay. So, any further?
No.
All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thanks, sir.
Okay.
So, next process.
I will go. This goes back to the planning tomorrow, and then you just go over there and finish up with them.
With Brent?
Yeah, Brandon. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you, Rick.
I don't know.
Hey, we'll see you.
With Brent.
Huh?
With
Brent.
With Nathan, who's in the back there. Nathan the hustle. Okay. Next up is 721 North Long Bridge Road. Come on up. Name and address, please.
I'm Neil Christmas, first 721 North Long Bridge Road.
Thank you. And we did also get your plans. Looks like, let me find the paper here. Hold on a second. So, looks like a 6-foot vinyl privacy fence with a walk gate. Is that right? Does that sound right? Okay. And you back up to that wetland area, don't you?
Yes.
Is there a wetland behind you? Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Questions or issues from the department heads?
No.
Anything from the Board of Works?
No.
Okay.
No.
And you heard my spiel about, okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the easement encroachment agreement for 721 North Long Ridge Road is presented.
Second.
Motion.
Second.
Second motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay? Understand what's the next process?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here tonight. Appreciate it.
You didn't have to break out the pictures.
next up is the curb cut request for 404 East Chicago Street. I know that one of the, I think Kelly had a question that he was working directly with NIPSCO on. So, because it says, I think it says they're 16 feet, and I don't know if they meant 16 feet lower or 16 feet, I don't know what it was. But anyways, he was working on that point. I don't think someone's going to be putting a gas line in 16 feet below ground, but that'd be a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, any concerns besides that? Okay. I'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the permit to cut into curved streets or alleys at 404 East Chicago Street, Columbia City, as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way for BSM Groups on behalf of Mediacom. This is at 125 Eagle Glen, and it appears they're going to put underground coax there to, I think, to the pro shop, if I was reading that map correctly. So I don't know if that's a new line that they're putting in or what the deal is, because I would imagine the pro shop already has connectivity, but...
Or at least bordered it, I guess.
Yeah. Or maybe not Mediacom. Maybe they only had CenturyLink or something. I don't know. Yeah. So, any questions regarding this right-of-way permit? No? Okay. I'll take the motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city right-of-way at 125 Eagle Glen for BSM Groups on behalf of Mediacom.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Before we go through kind of the rest of those, there's a couple others that are actually in the Dropbox, so I'd like to just go ahead and take those on, if that's okay. So I'll take the Brightspeed Tower View Drive one next.
Tower View.
Go, Council and Bow. Should be in that.
222 Tower View.
Yeah, 222 Tower View Drive. Into the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the. Oh, there is two, isn't there?
Light speed.
Mine, you can see the end of Tower View Drive.
Oh, I think they're the same.
Okay. One was 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're the same thing. I think just had a duplicate there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I think they're the same thing. So I guess it doesn't really matter. So this is for Brightspeed. I believe Brightspeed is the new CenturyLink, correct?
Correct.
So it looks like they're boring in or around or to the tower there at J&K Communications. So, any questions regarding this or any concerns?
I have not received their permit fee yet, but they're aware that they owe that money before
they get
officially
awarded, if you will. Okay. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way for Brightspeed, with the caveat that they need to pay their fee before permission is granted.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion?
They do have a start and completion estimate, so we just need to be aware of that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean... You know, since they're not going to be in the road, I don't have as big of an issue with it. It looks like actually they'll be in the grass most of the way, but that is still the right of way. So, yeah, I agree. Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. While we're on there, why don't we go ahead and take the street closing for Holmes and Company?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Rosie.
No, you're fine.
I should be giving you a full warning about that. So it looks like a street closure to bring in the oversized load of equipment. They did this in the past, if you remember, kind of turning the corner there. I think, if I remember right, the email from Sally was that that basically Gary would just put no parking signs up there and not actually close the street. They just do an escort or something like that.
But what they did last time.
Is that what they did last time? Okay.
And I called and confirmed that to make sure that's what they needed. So I put no parking on the permit.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks for your efforts there, Tom. Appreciate it. Okay. Further question? Okay. I'll take a motion.
Well, I have one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
On the date and time event, that is October 20th of 2022, not the 20th and 22nd.
That is correct. Yes. It is October 20th of 2022. So.
And
just to clarify.
7 p.m., would that be gone by the Hunter Jail or not?
That'd be one street down.
That'll be on the back
side. Yep, that'll be on the back side.
Okay.
Yep. I'll make a motion we approve the street closure permit for Holmes & Company as presented, and with the caveat that it'll be a no parking scenario rather than a full street closure.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, let's go back to the agenda then and hit up the Northern Heights Water Main Extension Engineering Agreement.
Mike probably wants to present on this.
No, I think Chip does.
Okay, somebody present on this.
So we put out a request for proposals to five different firms, came back, a couple did not want to present, and the highest scored was ERI. What we're wanting to do is run a water main up to Northern Heights. They're having some issues with their water up there. And so this would just be the engineering study. There's also bid services in. So if we did like what they came back with engineering, we could bid it. So this cost is $2,280 and $800, which was at the time the lowest bid too for this service.
So the school obviously approached us with the idea or the thought of they'd really like us to extend our water main up to that property up at Northern Heights. As you probably know, they have some arsenic issues in the water. They actually treat the water, I think it's at least daily, if it's not multiple times a day.
Anytime the well turns on,
there
you
got
to treat it.
So, and that equipment is starting to age. And so they approached me and said, hey, we'd really like to maybe partner with the city in some way, shape, or form. What that true partnership is has not been worked out yet, just so you're aware. However, in talking with Mike and Chip to a certain extent myself, I mean, we see there's obviously an opportunity to expand our water system. You've seen at retreats and other things in the past, Mike has talked about the need for us to expand our water system out to potentially, you know, gather more customers in the future, not by force, but by interest, if you will. And, you know, this location out there definitely gives an opportunity to expand, potentially even out to the lakes and other areas around there in the future. So the point, though, of this project is to figure out how we get water out to Northern Heights. That's the point of this specific agreement.
Yeah,
so
we've got elevation issues, and this is to figure out what's the best way, you know, water tower, pumps, whatever, so.
And correct me if I'm wrong, this is a not to exceed $228,800? Okay.
Well, I question that.
Okay.
I only ever see lump sums.
Okay.
Well, yes,
it does,
there is a billing rate
sum, yeah,
at the back of it, so it
yeah,
could
be lump sum.
Right, so I guess, you know, it's up to you guys, but I.
Gotcha. I'm sorry. It's up to us to do what?
If you want to approve without it saying not to exceed a certain amount,
gotcha,
but understand that it's lump sum and then.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, lump sum means here's the work they're going to do and here's what they're expecting to pay for that work. Right?
You hope so.
I mean,
I will say this. I don't think at this extension, we will need a water tower. In fact, that's what they talked to me about.
Okay.
They said we have enough water capacity now with the 2 million,
mm-hmm,
that we will put a booster station in,
mm-hmm,
but it will not be underground. It
gotcha.
Will be above ground.
Okay. Yeah, well, I was going to say, I know you talked about that as a part of this, is bringing the booster station out from underground. But then the other thing I know I will tell you is that there has, Board of Works specifically, there has been discussion with the school corporation that if for some reason there is a need for a water tower out there or something from a pressure standpoint.
And eventually we probably
yes,
will if we expand further.
But they would be willing to work with us on a piece of land out there to make that happen. So just so you know, I mean, again, as you well know, we have a really great partnership when it comes to the school corporation in the city. We want to continue that partnership. We feel like, obviously, from an expansion of territory as well as the opportunity for us to get a pretty significant water customer in the school corporation, obviously, that would be good for everybody. So, again, I don't know what construction looks like, but I feel like it is important for us to have that engineering done because we need to know how our system would work to get it out there. So I thinking through that a little bit, I do think, I mean, I'd like to approve it on a lump sum basis.
That's
as
fine.
As it's presented.
We'll sharpen our pencils and watch all costs.
So.
Okay, just
sure.
Clarify, when you say the $228 is and we're paying no more, or we're saying it's not to exceed.
Yeah.
I mean, are we saying not to exceed that's documented?
That's fine.
Yeah, so I mean, along
okay.
the way, the point is, along, yes, I think the answer is yes to the question, and that is that along the way, as each of those invoices come in, it's up to Chip and Mike to take a look
just
at those and to make sure that they're following what they need to do, and that, yes. So we wouldn't be exceeding that 228 as much. Yeah.
I just have two super quick things.
Sure.
One, sometimes with engineering, you never know what their liability is even based on, or, you know, I suppose if they really messed up. But they're limited by what they're compensated. So I'm just pointing this out, not to say to change that. The other thing is, there is a sentence in here that I'm not sure what it means. I think it's just missing an and.
Okay.
But it's under the attachment A, number one, surveyed, topographic, little a. Engineering resources will drive the utility corridor, evaluate existing conditions. And I think it may mean, I think it needs to say will drive the utility corridor and evaluate, but I'm not positive what they meant to say there. I don't know that it matters, except for I just was confused by what it was saying.
I am not finding...
So it's attachment A, basic services.
Oh, basic services.
Basic
I'm sorry.
Services.
Now I see it, yes.
Number one, survey, topographic, little a. And
yep. And evaluate existing.
Yes. This is
it is supposed to be and.
Okay.
So let's write
it's
that.
It's super minor, but it's meaningful
yep.
because that's where it's going to be placed. So
yes.
Sure, it would be nice to know what they were trying to say.
Yes. It is supposed to be an and.
Okay. That's all I saw.
Okay. Any other questions regarding the contract?
But when they come in and do the survey work, it's still an estimate at this point in time, or is this the final price
the
survey is complete? Or
so they'll do the survey for the whole project.
Right.
And obviously they'll put together what the cost estimate of the project itself is. And then we'll go, you know, again, the next step would be after we do all this and we figure out how we're going to split it with the school or whatever, then we'll go out to bid at that point. But this is just to do the actual engineering to get from point A to point B with the water and all that kind of stuff. So the surveying work along the way would be a part of that.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify. There's no physical work other than the survey.
Right, it'll all be the engineering
of
the project, yes.
Yeah.
This is all just engineering and project.
Okay.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions? Okay. Then, if I can get there, I will make a motion that we approve the agreement for engineering services with Engineering Resources, Inc. for the Northern Heights Water Main Extension Project as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, next thing I have on my list is the street closing permit, at least in the agenda. I'm sorry.
Do we just want to finish the whole Northern Heights thing? Sorry, because we have the DER.
Oh, that's in, yeah, I'm sorry, that is in the Dropbox. Okay, in your Dropbox. Just going in the order here. We have two other things to deal with. So the first we're going to deal with is PER Northern Heights Elementary.
Okay.
So if you click on that, and that'll load up.
So we kind of did this backwards and just the way the agenda laid out. So we are going to go after state revolving loan funds for this. Part of the requirements is that we put out a request for professional engineering service. So we can't put out that request from the same engineer firm that's doing the plan. So that's why we have it through another firm, the way the state works. And so this is, they'll analyze and say, yes, Northern Heights needs to connect our water service because of the arsenic issue. So what we're doing with this one is paying $38,600 for them to come in and do a high-level engineering
review.
Yeah, yeah, scope of the project and say, this is what we need to do. We need to run a water main out to Northern Heights. So,
and effectively that gets us, if you remember earlier this year or late last year, the federal government, the Congress passed the infrastructure bill. So the state of Indiana, the majority of the money going for water and sewer infrastructure is going through the State Revolving Loan Fund, or SRF. In order to get onto their infrastructure list of SRF, you got to have a PER. So that's why we're going to kind of do them in conjunction with one another. So we can get the PER to go into to SRF, and at the same time continue on the engineering, so when we're ready, so when we do hopefully get funded, we'll be ready to go with construction, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a dual track process, understanding the need of Northern Heights as well as understanding the timeline for SRF. So it's sort of kind of backwards, but it's more dual track, kind of moving forward with that. So and frankly, if for some reason SRF doesn't work out and we decide we want to go through USDA funding or some other funding, we'll have to have a PER anyways. So it just makes sense. They don't, for some reason, they accept PER and not necessarily full engineering. I don't know why, but that's what they do. So,
of course.
So anyways, any questions regarding this?
No.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the proposal for professional services for the preliminary engineering report with Westler Engineering as presented. Excuse me.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. And since we're on engineering, let's move over to the 100 South project, which is a different project.
I just got the best there.
It's, hold on a second. It's loading up. I don't know if you guys remember.
What's it called?
It's called Professional Services 100 South. Yeah, it's the next one.
Yeah, I got it.
I just loaded up my slide, didn't I? Hmm. That's weird. Well, that's not right.
Here says 100 South.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It is. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
For some reason, mine is not loading, but that's okay. I know what the project is, so go ahead, Jeff.
So this one, Whitley County Redevelopment Commission came to us recently and asked if we could provide sewer. It would be to the west of the steel shipyard or whatever. I don't know, storage yard.
Basically west of Sail Right.
Yes.
Well, no, east of Sail Right.
East
of Sail Right on 100 South. So if you go across 30, go past Sail Right, keep going, there's a metal storage place there, and then it's that kind of next property they're looking at.
So they have a spec building on site that is waiting to get built. There's no sewer there. And they're hoping they have anticipations developed on further east to 300. So they asked us if we'd partner and do a, survey to get figure out if we what it would take to get sewer there. So this $144,300 is to engineer a sewer main that would run just east of Sail Right down to 300 and then underneath US 30. Because the problem we have right now is sewer goes, Sail Right, and Eagle Glen and everything go underneath 30 and go through the Gateway Industrial Park, but the sewer main is too undersized to take in more. And so what we're doing is looking at, kind of rerouting.
Yep. You've got to route it away
from the lowland.
Because the pipe there is basically full. So we got to go down to 300 and across that way because that is not full. Because there is options there, if you will. And
just so, looking to expand our footprint throughout the county.
And I will say the County Redevelopment Commission and I have had some conversations about how a construction project would work with that, and we're getting creative about that. So I left Nathan a message earlier today, but I would anticipate an agreement between us and the county RDC probably coming in front of the board maybe at the next meeting.
Okay.
Just kind of see how it lands. But
could it be part of the regional sewer district?
No.
No, that would be part of our sewer system.
That's in the city.
Yep.
Boundary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
It would be.
What do you mean it would be?
The sewer district's area, territory expansion. We'll have to sort that out.
Oh, they can pay for it.
Well, I was going to say, if that's the case, then yeah. The sewer district can pay for the project.
Yeah, it's a small thing that has technicalities that we have to hire around.
Well, I was going to say, because, I mean, we serve everything between those two points. So, okay. Well, point of the matter is we're planning to serve, potentially serve that area. We're getting creative with the way we would potentially fund a construction project. But, again, we don't know what we don't know, so we've got to engineer a project there. So. Any questions regarding that? Mm-hmm. Make a motion we approve the 100 South Sewer Extension proposal for professional services with Wessler as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. While we're at it, what do you have anything else you want us to bring
up? No, I'm done.
Are you sure? You want to spend anybody else's money?
No.
You good? Okay.
Well, he sure spent mine.
Okay, so let's pull up the electric truck quote since we're in our Dropbox anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sean's not wasn't able to be here tonight. However,
do you want me to speak on his behalf?
Do you know the information? Do you want to speak on his behalf?
I know the situation that we're in.
I mean, ultimately, here's the deal. The deal is, as you well know, vehicles in general are in scarce supply. Sean has been working for, a year?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what he said. I think it was a year to try to get to replace a replacement for our locating truck. And Enterprise has told him it will be at least another year before he'll get the truck. Meanwhile, when we're right now getting the old truck, currently just some minor repairs done on it at City Ford, and there is a truck exactly what we want for that replacement at City Ford. And so, knowing that it's going to be a year out for Enterprise to get it, Sean asked for City Ford to get a kind of put together a quote of what buying that one truck would be. They were willing to hold off on selling that truck and kind of put it to the side for us, at least through tonight, to kind of figure out what we wanted to do with it. As you can see, the actual purchase price after you turn in, after trade allowance of that truck being turned in, is $25,830.25. He said, I know that he reached out to a couple other
dealers
who said they don't have that truck in stock, as you would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
8 to 12 months before we can get one through a dealership.
And still no guarantee.
And that's exactly right. So he said, you know, Mayor, what do you think about just bringing this to the board since they already have it and it would be a one for, it's exactly what we want. We know we can't get it through Enterprise. We can't get it through other dealerships right now because nobody has it. And I said, well, let's bring it to the board and find out what the board thinks. So to me, again, he's been trying to replace this truck for a while now. Sounds like it's going to be even longer if we wait on Enterprise. And I forgot to mention that the Enterprise has said the truck that he wants, they're not sure they can even get. So they offered him a different type of truck that is not what he wanted.
And this is just what he
wants. And this is what he wants. Yeah.
And there's no penalty with Enterprise on our part. Mm-mm.
Nope. And but it is a cash outlay. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a lease. This is an outright purchase, which is different than what we've done in the past couple of years with Enterprise. But, again, because of the market, because of the economy being what it is right now, unfortunately, we're in a weird time that is just not what we want out there. So
is the new one a 22 or upcoming 23?
It's the 22 Ford F-150.
So
mm-hmm.
It's just the base model, nothing.
No frills or anything
no
like
frills,
that.
It's but just, that's what they
yeah.
Right, but we're going to lose a year's warranty because it's in January, it'll be a year old by title.
The warranty should start when you buy the vehicle.
When you purchase it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think.
The factory warranty, I believe, is different.
I don't know. I don't know anything about vehicles, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
but I do know that, I mean, I know that there is some kind of a warranty on there. I just don't know what that is. But we can definitely check on that regarding the actual time frame of the warranty itself. But According to this, it has a whole 5 miles on it. So, yeah. So it's new out of the box, if you will. But, so, I mean, to me, I think it makes sense, especially knowing that it's an 8 to 12 month wait at least, and it's probably not even for the truck that he really wants. And City Ford's been gracious enough to hold this for us. And again, we've been lucky that with some of the police vehicles, as you remember, and the stuff, we've come across some of the vehicles we've wanted there. And again, we're buying local, which is another nice thing. But so, any thoughts, concerns about that?
No, I think with everything presented, it makes sense to move forward.
You want a motion?
I would.
I'll make a motion. We approve the purchase of the 2022 Ford F-150 at City Ford in the amount of $25,830.25 as the final price.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you for your support on that. Okay, so I think we're back to Little Pumpkins on Parade. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So you'll remember at the last Board of Works meeting, we tabled this because there were some questions of whether it was the sidewalk, the parking spaces, or the street. Rosie had conversations with the chamber director. And
it's just the sidewalk for the
parking stalls.
Along Chauncey and
Van Buren. Chauncey and Van Buren. Gotcha.
And I think Barry discussed it with her too.
Yeah. So I think everybody's on the same page now for what that's going to be. And I think the main reason they're doing the parking stalls is because of the trunk or treat so they can back into the spot.
Yeah.
So, any questions regarding that? Okay, I'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit for Whitley Chamber Little Pumpkins on Parade for Friday, October 28th from 4 to 7.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the employment training agreement for Nicholas Thomas, one of our new police officers. Any questions, comments, concerns about this? As a reminder, we have our new officers. If we're going to go ahead and put them all the way through basic training, if you will, and all the different police academy, all that stuff, that we have an employment training agreement with them. So if they leave within 3 years of their hire, they will have to pay back basically some of our, ends up being some, but some of our cost, if you will, putting them through that training.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a protection of our resources, effectively. So any questions about this one?
No.
I'll make a motion. We approve the employment training agreement with Nicholas Thomas as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the employment training agreement with Mitchell Campbell. Any concerns, questions about that? I'll make a motion. We approve the employment training agreement with Mitchell Campbell as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Nicole, I think you're next.
Oh, yes. I'll make a motion. We pay all accounts payable in the amount of $926,233.93. From the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated 10/11/22.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion. We pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $241,678.47 plus overtime in the amount of $3,881.07 from the pay file ending 9/23/22.
Second also.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $9,625 for fourth quarter clothing allowance from the pay file ending
10/3/22. Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Nathan, you got something for Board of Works?
Nope.
Okay. Lena, introduce yourself, name, grade, and what we did in youth council.
Okay, so my name is Alina Hauser, and I'm a junior. And for youth council, we met on September 19th, and that was our monthly meeting. And we started off by just meeting down here in City Hall, and we went over city updates. And every year, we focus on a different level of government. So last year was city, and this year is county. So as a group, we kind of went over county government 101, and we did some activities to kind of learn about that. And then we went to lunch, and then our project for that meeting was to work on landscaping the city sign down by Little Turtle Elementary School.
Questions on the wing?
No.
Thank you, Elena. Mike?
We started our biomonitoring this week for a sample sent in Monday. Fruit treatment's also setting the sample out, collecting samples for the last quarter of this year. We received our draft permit for next year. I'm in the process of reviewing that. The Portsmouth project, we have a meeting with pump people on the 19th, which I believe is next Wednesday. We were supposed to do it this week, but last week the engineer was out with COVID, so we didn't get that accomplished. Just a little bit. I don't have much to present because I don't have much information back, but on the Chauncey Street down here at Chauncey and Elworth, the storm sewer.
Oh, yeah.
There has been complaints down in that area about odors and things like that. So we went to the engineers and they came up with a solution that we did not like. So we went back and I contacted them and told them on what we would like to do is actually take the three inlets that are at Chauncey and Ellsworth, tie those together, and then run a separate storm line down to Chauncey and Spencer. That intersection, there's a manhole down there that's a dedicated storm sewer, and that will take instead of the odors coming from the big 42-inch sewer coming back up through the storm drains. And that'll eliminate that, the odors coming back through, and then also separate storm water from sanitary. And so I'm just waiting on that. They're going to put some type of agreement together, and so I don't know what that looks like, but just to give you a heads up on that. And I don't have anything to report on the CSO 19. I'm still waiting on the final from the engineers and their final price on that. And Columbia Shores is, they're supposed to start this week, but we haven't seen them yet, so. As far as doing the pumps and control panel, that's all I have.
Questions of Mike?
No.
Thank you. Tom?
Well, as I keep reporting, 102 is still at a repair shop. Did speak with the mechanic the other day. They've got it narrowed down. They believe it's a node on the multiplex system, which is a very small, cheap part. But they can't get it to continuously keep doing it. That did the other day twice when they tapped the node on the multiplex system. It threw it out of gear, so they're like 80% confident it's in this node, which again, it's just a ridiculous small part that's causing the issue, we think. So we're still getting there. 101 had a little bit of an issue where the air actuator was sticking, so they had to come up here today. It was a 20-minute fix. They had to rebuild the air actuator that engages the pump on 101. So that's there. And then last Friday, I told you that we were putting on a driver-operator general for some of the younger, newer full-time staff and some of the volunteers. Last Friday, there was a bit of an issue with 107, which is our ladder truck, and well, Tad Varga's mailbox.
That's problematic.
Yeah. So it did bend their mailboxes up a little bit and put a scrape down the side of the ladder truck, which we'll have to get addressed.
But the chief was happy about that one.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're dealing with that. Of all things, they passed a vehicle and had to get over too far, and it scraped the side of the truck and Tad's mailbox, so we'll get it taken care of.
Thank you. Questions of Tom? Okay, thank you. Mike?
We're hooking three new services up this week, plus we're up at the Eagle Park working on some storm drains.
Questions of Mike? Thank you. Mark?
So we had some good news last week.
We did.
I'm not sure. Can I say anything?
You can, Rachel. I'm working on a press release. I'm just behind, so I'll get a press release out to you soon. You can write it, but I'm hoping to get it out tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mark.
So we did get a grant from the DNR Land and Water Conservation, and to help with our first phase of work at Eagle Park. So we're excited to work on that next year and hopefully have that done by fall next year. That's kind of the goal.
$608,000, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, that's
right.
$608,000. So some of the things that will be done there will be some sidewalks added over there. There'll be an in-ground concrete skate park and four pickleball courts. So.
Don't forget the trellis with swings.
Oh, yes, I forgot. the trellis and swings. About a three-bay swing. Not kid swings, adult.
No, adult swings. Family swings.
So that will be there as well. So, yeah.
That'll be nice.
So excited to get that going next year. So thank you, DNR, for that. We have started taking down the chain link fence over at Eagle Park that separates the back drive and the football field. So that'll be coming down. Then I want to thank the water department. They were working over at Eagle Park today on sewer lids, and I appreciate their efforts and trying to help with a project that seems helpless at times with how the condition that's in. So thanks for what they've done to help us out over there. We still are selling tickets for the mother-son Halloween party at our office. And so that event is coming up here in a couple weeks.
How are we doing on ticket sales, Mark?
How are we doing?
Yeah.
We've sold 160 out of 300, so we still have 140.
Okay, so we're about halfway there.
Yeah.
That's good. But you just started selling them, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Great.
And then the ice rink, synthetic ice rink, opens up December 2nd, so there'll be stuff coming out about that. And also, I want to thank Kyle Wiegold. He has been updating our park website, so he's in the middle of that, and it's starting to take shape, and it looks good, so he's doing a great job with it.
Great. Question to Mark?
No.
Thank you. Chip?
I'm out of breath from speaking so much tonight, but Westgate is complete. We are Friday going over all the final change orders and getting that ready. Next week there is a ribbon cutting in the evening. I will not be able to attend because I will be in Louisville next week for an economic development week-long course, so sorry, I won't be there. I have nothing else.
Question to Chip. Thank you. Marcia.
Nothing.
Susie.
Nothing.
A couple things for your information. We are, Sean and Chip and I met with City Ford, City Chevy, City Ford, one of the two or both, this week, yesterday. There is a potential of partnership for maybe some electric charging stations in Columbia City. So we're working with them to figure out what that looks like and how all that kind of comes together and you know, locations and infrastructure and all the things that go with that. But obviously, we see that there is a growing amount of electric vehicles. I've seen multiple electric vehicles in our community recently. So I think there's a need for that, and it could be as people are driving through from one point to another. Depending on where we would potentially locate those, that could be a draw for our downtown and a draw for the community. So working on that. What else is going on? So we have Youth Council that's happening on Thursday, and also have a U.S. 30 Coalition meeting this coming Friday. Next Monday, the 17th, at 6 o'clock, we will be having, as Chip talked about, we'll be having a ribbon cutting at Westgate for the first phase. It was officially completed Last week. I think October 1st was final completion, or substantial completion, and then I think maybe Friday was final completion, or maybe this Monday was, yesterday was. Yeah, anyway, point of the matter is it's completed, minus one property.
One property.
That we had some issues with the seeding of it. That's a whole different story I won't go into in this public meeting, but we had some issues. We're working through those currently. Next Thursday, we have the elementary, an elementary school that's going to be taking a field trip here with a couple of different classes, so we'll be having lots of children around, and then I will be out of the office beginning Friday the 21st and out for the full next week. So at your next Board of Works meeting, I will not be here, so please make sure the two of you will be here so we can have a Board of Works meeting. I will try to keep the agenda light if at all possible. But then also know that on the 29th of October from 5 to 8 p.m. is when we're doing trick-or-treat in the city of Columbia City. I think that's all for right now. Paul?
Nothing.
Nicole?
Nothing.
Okay. Press? Audience? Okay. We will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Stay very
good.
Howdy.
Like a little kid.
Okay, Ted.
I'm going to talk about you, Ted. Yes, how's your mailbox?
Well, that's so funny because I was talking about you. I was talking with my neighbor out by the mailbox.
I don't know.
They really don't think they hit.
Yeah.
Will you text me?
Might have been
just the garage.
Yeah.
Well, I went up to
that
it.
That green light.
I went up to it. Like, it just seems
run
different. Have I grown?
Yeah.
Or has
I don't know why.
Grown?
Why would you put it?
And then I remember my wife told me that someone else.